We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chesem Aleph, and we are beginning around 9 lines from the top, almost beginning of a line. Hashchinu Mar Yehuda, Rav Yosef v'Rav Shmuel b'Rei de Rav Barachano. Mar Yehuda found Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel that were kaimi apischad be Rabba. They were standing on the door of Rabba's house. Omar Lehu. So Mar Yehuda asked them like this: Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Hamikadesh bepetach amar. If you make do kedushin with a petach amar, or with bas of a chalav, or with chulin shnish chuba azara, Rav Shimon ayimem mekadeshes. Rav Shimon says it's mekadeshes. V'chamar ayimem mekadeshes. That means we have in our Mishnah that only three things are not mekadeshes. Why? Because v'suri ayna. But you have a brayse here that says Rav Shimon says mekadeshes. So now petach amar is not shver because we had in yesterday's gemara that the brayse says that petach amar means the firstborn chamar before you paid it, before you give a seh, you give a sheep to the kayin, it's machoikis, it's also bahana or not. And Rav Shimon says, it's muta bahana. So Rav Shimon should, and here, Tamar answered there, it's possible to even fear Rav Shimon after the arifa, if he doesn't give the seh to the kayin, we cut off the head of the chamar, so then it's also bahana. That everyone agrees. But you could say here we're talking about the petach amar, it's alive. And there Rav Shimon taka holds, it's not also bahana, therefore it's mekadeshes. So that's good. Basav v'chalav also, Rashi says, Rav Shimon l'tamei, that says before, it's mutar bahana. Now before we have Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says that basav v'chalav is mutar bahana, and here it sounds like Rashi has the gears of Rav Shimon ben Yechai, because he was saying Rav Shimon l'tamei, Rashi says. Akaponim, petach amar, basav v'chalav, it's very understandable, that the reason why it's mekadesh is because Rav Shimon holds it's mutar bahana. But what's pshat on chulon shnish tchu ba'azara? Chulon shnish chatu ba'azara, l'chayra is asav bahana. So Gemara says, Alma, that according to Rabbi Shimon, Chulon Shenishtu Ba'azara, Rabbi Shimon lav da'araisa. It's not da'araisa. And Rashi explains that the Issa is not da'araisa, not the Issa Shchita, not the Issa Hana, is not also da'araisa. And the whole din, Deinal Shechter and Da'azara, is not da'araisa. It's only with the Rabbanon. So maybe, because maybe you're going to take it, if you let it eat it, they're going to take it out. You're going to take it out of da'azara. And people are going to think you're taking Kachim out of da'azara. There was only the Rabbanon digadin. It's a darabon degadin that it's also v'shchit and also bahana. So that's why it's mekudeshes. Now the only shaila is, okay, so it's also darabonon, so why is it then there's not a problem, it's a hana? So Taisus and all the Rishonim ask it even stronger. They ask, the Gemara in Pesachim says that if you mekadesh after 6 hours on Erev Pesach with chiti kordonaisa, which is only also darabonon, v'atz chometz, ain't choshen l'kadushin. So you see, something's also by Nav Midrabban. It's also a camp of Kedushin. So what's Pshat? The Gemara says, if you hold Chulun Shishk was Zara Lav Deraisa, everything would be good. The Gemara in Pesachim is not like that. That's the way Tais asks the Kasha. Some Rishonim answer that Echanami, Chulun Shishk was Zara Lav Deraisa, according to, if you hold Lav Deraisa, even then there's no Issa Hanav Bechla. That's what some want to say. But Tais says no. Tais says, there's a chilek between Chometz and here. Because Chometz is Ikri Midrabban. The whole din of chametz also anas deraisa, but chulun shel azara, the whole thing's derabanan. Therefore, the whole isn't as derabanan. Therefore, it'll be fine. Therefore, it'll work. Therefore, that's the difference between chametz and here. Chametz derabanan is also by nami derabanan, but it's ikrei mederaisa. That's why there's not chayshu kedushin. Mashenk in here, it's ikrei. The whole thing's derabanan. Therefore, you'll be chayshu kedushin. But the only question is, the curve is also by hana lemaisa. You didn't get anything. So what shaykh is? I don't get why it's also by hana. Did I give you anything? No. So what's pshat? It's kedushin. What's the pshat? So v'yis gemara that behold lav deraisa, it's kedushin. What do you mean? You can't have enough. So if you look at the Rav Chanan in Kuntres Divrei Seferim, he doesn't ask it over here, but he says a big issue. He says there's two ways you can learn pshat in this hana. Either you can learn pshat is that the pail ain't a shava klum. That's one pshat. Or the other pshat is that it's a din taira that is a hana im by chashivas mamon. So he says that's right from these halachas that you don't go with the first reason. Atz einish of a klum, that doesn't bother you. You know why? Because we find matana masahachas is a good kedushin, Bretzim. Why? I'm not giving you anything. You have to give back to me. I'm not giving you anything. Terry says, because if it's considered kesef midaraisa, it's considered kesef, then it's a good kedushin. So here, if midatayra, it's mutabana, so midatayra has a chashivas mamun. So even though practically I can't use it, If midatayra is called mamon, then it'll be chayish v'kedushin. That's what Rav Chanan learns in Kuntres Divrei Seferim. I enshom the beginning of it in Siman Aleph, Ois Dalet and Hey. Akaponim, back to Agamara, we'll finish the lumbus, back to Agamara here, that we have here Rav Shimon says that's mukadeshas, Why? Because we're saying it's lav deraisa. Rav Shimon asks you a kasha. Rav Shimon, chulun shishchuv azari is a food. Lach is that chulun shishchuv azari you have to burn it. V'chein chaya shishchuv azari also has to be burnt. V'shel t'chayin azari also has to be burnt. So what do you see? You see from here that if it has to be burnt, it must be a deraisa. Why? So Rashi explains that if the whole din of chulun shishchuv azari is only with the rabbanon, so bishlama the behemo we understand you have to burn because it looks like kachim. Otu psulim akdashim. Psulim akdashim have to be burnt. So this also has to be burnt. But the chaya, there's no gzeira chaya otu kachim. The chaya is never brought as a carbon. So why would you have to burn the chaya? There's no gzeira there b'chlal. Masha Inkin, if you learn that it's the raisa, the chulun shnishtu b'zara is the raisa, so once we establish that chulun shnishtu b'zara has to be burnt for whatever reason because it's doimit to kachim, then chaya wouldn't be mechalik by a chaya because it's all chulun shnishtu b'zara. But since so therefore that he says that chaya is burnt is a raya that he holds that it's chulun shnishtu b'zara is the raisa. That was the steer they asked him. One answer is Mikadash. Shizal Hanan says it has to be burnt. It must be. It's the right thing then. Ishtiku. So these two, Tamid Chacham, were quiet. Also going to Rabbah. They came to Rabbah. Amalahu, Palga, Kimchu. So Rabbah called Rav Yehuda a Palga. He was a cantor in Rashi, says. He always had kashas. It's usual for him to argue. So he says, the arguer stumped you? Like, how come I ask you, this is a terrace to the cash, how come I ask you, could go and really, Rav Shimon holds, Chulun Shnishtu Chuvazara is the Raisa. And that's why the Lach is Yisraifu. Aye, what's Pshat Mekadeshas? We're talking about Chulun that you shechted in the Azara, and it was turned out it was a Treifa. It turned out it was a Treifa, and therefore it was not a good Shechita. Rav Shimon holds, the only time it becomes Chulun Shnishtu Chuvazara is only if it's a good Shechita, if it's a Royadiga Shechita. The Rambam says, "How come I ask you? No, going to Shnishtu Chuvnitzah is treifa. Found the treifa. Rav Shimon Tamei, the Tanya Shechet is treifa. If you shecht a treifa, obvious treifa. If you can't shecht a vnitzah treifa, or if you shecht the behemah and it turned out it was a treifa, zev is a chulun bazar. Tanakam says they both consider chulun bazar. Shimon Tamei matter. Shimon is matter by no. V'chom Ma'isim. Shimon holds. Read it. Zev is a chulun. Both of them chulun bazar. Shimon matter. Shimon holds mutter by no. V'chom Ma'isim. V'chom holds also. Why is it mutter by no? Because Rav Shimon holds that." Shchita she'ena ruya la'achila lo shma shchita, and all chiyev and iser that comes like this shchita is only chal if it's a kosher shchita. And here since it's not a kosher shchita, therefore it's no chulun bazar. And that's the case of the bris. It says Mekudashas is talking about a chul was shachdim nimsa treifa. Zok tomorrow by then the mishnah machron v'kiddush b'demayim Mekudashas, that if you sell the isuri hana to someone and they pay you for it, that money could be used for Kedushin, because that money does not become Asa Bahana. That's what it says in our Mishnah. All of the Asurina. How do you know? L'chara, maybe you should say that if I took an Issa Na and I transferred it into money, maybe the money should become Asa Bahana. Menon, that's Mutta Bahana. So the Gol Rachman of Avedis Chavim, since the Torah is Megalatos by Avedis Zara, by Yisrael Cherim Kamayu, it says there by Avedis Zara that whatever Kol Shat Mahayim Himena, anything you turn up from the Avodah Zarah, anything you produce from the Avodah Zarah, Hareu Kamayu, the same din as the Avodah Zarah. So since you have a special pasuk there, it's mashma everywhere else will not be typhus as dama. V'chal, the chol asurim shevetayra sharu, all other asurim, the isuri hana will not create isur onto the money. V'reit the gemara v'neil p'nei, you're right, it's the only time it says it's by Avodah Zarah, but learn out from there. So my answer is, v'shem dahava, Avodah Zarah v'shviyah, shnei ksum v'an ke'achot. He says that the reason is because we have a pasuk by Shvius as well, by Shemitah, and since it's Shneksum Vankechad, Shneksum Vankechad, Eim Lamdim. So what are the two psukim? So it's Chavim Adavarim. We said, Yisicherim Kamayu, Shvius Mahi. What's the pasuk by Shvius? The pasuk says by Shvius, Yoivel Hi Kodesh Tiyalachem. And it calls it Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Taifas is Domov, just like Hekdesh is Taifas Domov. It could be transferred the Kedusha onto the money if you sell the Hekdesh. Av Shvius the best of the ma, Shvius also is Taifis is the ma. So Freit the Gemara, if it's like Hekdesh, maybe it's be the same. If Shvius is like Hekdesh, maybe it's be exactly like Hekdesh. Imak Kodesh Taifis Dama v'yetzachul and Mada Hekdesh. The way it works is that if you transfer money, if you transfer the kedusha onto the money, the kedusha goes to chulim v'yetzachul. Av Shvius the best of the ma v'yetzachul. Maybe Shvius also should be Taifis Dama v'yetzachul. Tamalay Matia about Be'aviyaset Dehei. It says in the pasuk Tia. Kodesh Tir Lechem, the thing stays Kedusha even after you poured it. So, and the Mara says, Ketzad, how does it work? Lokach Peres Shvias Basar. You took Peres Shvias, you purchased Basar with it. Meat. Eilu Veilu Mesparam Shvias. They both have a din of Shmita. But then if you take that Basar that became Shvias through the transaction, and you bought Dagim, then Yotza Basar Nichzu Dagim. The Basar goes out, Lechulin, and then Dagim come in, they become Kedusha Shvias. But dogim yayin, you bought with the dogim, you bought the fish, wine, yotze dogim, but nichas yayin. But yayin shem, yotze yayin, nichas shemen. Okay, it said, akhrein, akhrein, it was. Last one, the tvas shvias, uperi atz me osa, and the peri shvias stay osa. And the peri shvias stays osa, that's what happens. That's what stays the same. Hakuponim, so we have psukim by shvias, and by avarizara, that it's typhus is dhamma. So Akapodim, that's why we don't learn out all is true enough from there because that's only good for the whole thing. What are you going to say? So the Gemara miutik sivi. There are miutim. Ksiv hacha ki cherim hu. It says in the pasuk by v'yisacherim kamayu. It says ki cherim hu. That's a lashon there. That's a miut. Only this has this din of teifas dama. And the Ksiv Hasam also, same thing by Yovel and by Shmita, it says also Yovel he in Midi Akhirin Loi, nothing else. So, like upon him, what we learned over here was that it's then Issa'ana, and even and if you sell it, it's not Tayyip Isdamav, and what's the reason? Because we don't have a car for that. I learned out from Avari Zara. Terry says, no, Avari Zara and Shvias, Ashtay Ksuvim Ban Kechad, Ve'ein Melamdim. Zog the Mishdavaita. I'm a Kaddish, but Shumais. Umaisris. Someone is Makadish, Eisha, with Trumois, Umaisris, Uvmatonis. Trumois, we know what it is. Someone has Tvua, he takes off Truma, either 150th, 160th, 140th, and gives it to the Kayim. Or Maisris can be Maisr Shani, Maisr Oni, or Maisr Rishon. Uvmatonis is the Zeroya Velachayim Vakeva. When you shecht a chulin animal, you have to give certain parts of it to the Kayim. So if it has those three things, we'll see it is Mukadashas. Also, v'mechatos, that's the water that you collected from a spring to make paraduma ashes, or v'efechatos, the ashes of efechatos, of a paraduma. If you use those things, harezu mekadashas, v'afil Yisrael. Even Yisrael can mekadash with trumas, mayis, ris, and matonis, even though it belongs to the kain. We have to see why. Hakaponim, that's our Mishnah says, that's mekadashas. And then we'll first discuss the trumas, and mayis, ris, and matonis. Amu'ula, talk tomorrow, Amu'ula. Tovus hana in a moment. Tovus hana means the right, when someone has, let's say, truma, lemaisa, he has the right to give it to any coin he wants. And that has a little bit of a value, because maybe someone will pay you off to always support that coin. So Shaila is that tovus hana considered mammon? If I give that truma to the isha and say, you know what, you give it to any coin you want, is that called mammon? Ula says, no, it's not mammon. So Rashi, any mammon, kash, bari, isha. It's not considered a value. It's not an inherent value in order to make Kaddish Isha. Even though you technically can make money off it, that's not called Mammon. Mammon has to be something that's Be'etzer money. It's not Be'etzer money. That's what Ula says. Eisver Abel Ula, what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, HaMekadesh V'chumois U'V'maisers V'matanos Me'chatos V'efepara. All these things, and the Kasha is from Chumas, Maisers, and Matanos. HaReizu Mekadeshes V'l Yisrael. Even Yisrael is Mekadeshes. So Chayra, how can it be Mekadeshes? All they have is Tevis Dana. This is about Kayin owns his Trumas and Maisers. So that's Mammon. Even though maybe the Isha can't eat it, but the Isha can sell it. And it belongs to the Kayin, it's money. But the Yisrael, all he has is the right to give it to someone else, belong to him. So if Tevis Dana is a Mammon, why is it Mekadeshes? Amalei. So he answered, no, the Mishnah can answer you like this. Hacha be Yisrael, Shanaf loy tvalim, habes avi imay Kayin. This person had a grandfather that was a Kayin. His mother was a Kohenes. It's his grandfather's a Kayin. And he got a Yerusha from him. And in the Yerusha was Tevel. And in that Tevel was Truma. Even though they weren't separated yet, it has a din of Truma. And therefore, when you're Yerush that, you got Yerush Truma. Now, here's a case where Yisrael could own Truma. And now, you took that Truma and gave it to the Isha. So there, it's good kedushin because the Yisrael owns that truma. Now, if you can ask me, what if it's such a convoluted case? Just say the case was you yerish truma from your grandfather. Why don't we say a case tvalim that has truma in it? So on that, Rashi answers there wouldn't be a chiddush. Rashi, the bottom line, the whole daf, you can see the bottom line. Who I did not be the matzah ukba b'chumah shenafla avia merakayin. Elahad kasha leim came. My kamash v'lam and see some pshitim gashus. Will be the chiddush. Therefore, he said the chiddush is the case was that it fell as tevel, and the chiddush is that in the tevel it's considered that there is truma there, even though it isn't separated yet. It's considered that the truma is already there, and therefore the Yisrael will own that truma and can mekayis Yisrael with that truma.